Let's go to Cuba now, where on Friday, the U.S. State Department announced it's pulling most of its employees out of the U.S. Embassy in Havana. And today, 15 Cuban diplomats were expelled from the Cuban Embassy in Washington. This latest escalation in tensions all revolves around a mysterious illness which has impacted almost two dozen embassy workers and their families with symptoms including dizziness and hearing loss. There's a suspicion that the odd symptoms could be caused by an attack with sonic weapons. Too low of a frequency to hear the sound, but enough to make a person sick. In a report out on Monday, the Associated Press revealed that some of the early victims were members of the U.S. intelligence community in Cuba. Josh Letterman is a foreign policy reporter for the Associated Press.
We know that these attacks started in November, right around the time of President Donald Trump's election, but it took a while for the U.S. to put it together. And in fact, while there were diplomats that were being affected, it was America's spies in Havana who figured out first that something was happening because they, too, were getting attacked.
Has anyone confirmed that sonic weapons are behind all of this?
Sonic weapons continue to be a key theory the U.S. is looking at, but there are symptoms that people have reported that don't really match up. For instance, brain injury. We have several diplomats and workers in Havana who have had mild traumatic brain injury, known to most people as concussions, as a result of this. And scientists tell us that audio waves are unlikely to be able to cause that kind of deep tissue damage within the brain.
What about the other symptoms that people have been suffering? Why do some experts suspect sonic attack here?
Well, some of them match up. Certainly, it's possible, as most people know, through really, really loud sound to cause hearing loss, for example, or ringing in the ears. Those are two of the other symptoms. And because of the way the inner ear works, it makes some sense that you would have other issues with balance, perhaps headaches or nausea as a result of sound waves. But other symptoms that people have reported, including cognition, visual issues, and others, don't really seem to line up.
What are U.S. officials making of the latest revelations by the AP that members of the U.S. intelligence community appear to have been specifically targeted here?
Well, the government is not commenting publicly whatsoever on our report. The State Department said we don't want to comment about it. So did the CIA. But several individuals who are familiar with the investigation tell us it is true that many of the victims, certainly not all of them, but some of them were members of the intelligence community who were working down there. Now, that's perhaps not surprising because all over the world, the U.S. and other countries post spies working under diplomatic cover to their embassies. So it makes some sense that spies would be among those hit.
What does all this mean for Americans' travel to and from the island, visa operations, and the other things that the State Department does?
The U.S. took a really dramatic step at the end of last week by issuing this travel warning, urging Americans to stay away from Cuba. Now, they said American tourists and travelers haven't been attacked, only government workers, but some of these attacks have happened in the same Havana hotels where you would probably stay if you went on an excursion to Havana for a few days. So that's a very significant step. It could have a really chilling effect on the travel industry down there. And the removal of about 60% of our American diplomats in Cuba means the embassy down there is no longer able to do the kinds of routine things they do, like process tens of thousands of visas every year for Cubans who want to enter the United States.
You know, Josh Letterman, you have to ask a question at a time like this when these types of physical symptoms are kind of mysterious. Have officials considered the possibility of mass hysteria here, that either there was no actual sonic attack or maybe there was one, but not all of the illnesses among Americans and even some Canadians were actually caused by sonic attack?
They have. That's certainly one theory. We're told that at least 21 Americans have been, quote, medically confirmed by the United States to have been affected by this. But we certainly know that as panic has started to spread among the tight-knit diplomatic community in Havana, and the U.S. has encouraged its workers to report anything suspicious, that there are cases that have been reported where officials don't feel that they can conclusively tie it to these attacks. That said, I've talked to very few people who think that this entire thing is some type of mass hysteria, because there are some victims who have really serious and permanent injuries that the doctors that are looking at them believe are tied specifically to these incidents.
Mysterious symptoms and mysterious injuries among American personnel in Havana, and the State Department is pulling most of its employees out of the U.S. Embassy there. Josh Letterman with the AP, thank you so much.
Thanks, Todd.